Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Tell you how I'm going to start the show out today with one of the greatest lines I've heard in the last 24 hours. Guru was playing pickup basketball yesterday, and apparently an OG, about 5'9",
Evan, you didn't hear this
said
part.
To Daryl the Guru Johnson mid-game, "You're not a guard."
I said, "The hell I am." Oh, man, the disdain on his face. But, Stardy, I had a good doctor's appointment.
Oh, it sounds
Guess
like
what it was.
I know what it was.
Wow. Balls of nuggets of wax. Yeah. And they got this mechanism. They go flush it, and it comes just.
It's called a skewer.
Yeah, look at you. Dude, I feel, forget R. Kelly, I can fly. And I took my ass to the gym and played hoop. Man, I'm back.
So you got your ears cleaned.
Basically. Dude, I thought some other stuff was going on. Stroke.
Let me tell you something about earwax.
And ear pressure, because that's what was bothering me.
Ooh.
Now,
because the ear was bleeding.
Did you get the unmitigated satisfaction of actually looking at what came out of
yes.
your ear?
I said, why? And she, you know, the nurse looked and we smiled. I said, that came out of my ear.
Yeah.
Let's just say I had an eargasm. How about that?
Yeah. I got that done to me once, and it is.
Were you having
it's invigorating.
Pain like me?
No, I just couldn't hear. It was all just clogged up.
Yeah. All right.
Now, if you really want to, get into recycling, you could use some of that wax to make a candle.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Let's stop. Let's get to it.
What are we getting to?
Just everything Bay Area sports. Jeff Kent, Patrick Willis hopped on the Rose.
Jeff Kent was on with the Morning Roast, and...
Can I give you my takeaway? You talk. I'm going to interrupt.
And everything. I think we're gonna play that.
Okay.
Because it was really good.
Yeah.
We're going to play it at 10:48. But go ahead. Tell me what you think of Jeff Kent, because it feels to me like we like Jeff Kent more now than we liked him when he was here.
And that's the premise of what I was... Why is that in life, partner? Why I'm driving, gravitating to this dude that was once, you know, disliked, or we thought, or we're told he was a bad guy. But the bottom line is he's talking about his children, his kids, Stani, in Major League Baseball, their experience in college, his experiences with the coaches, not doing too much, his issues with the wife. Wife said, you're being too hard on the kids. What is about humanity to where when guys step away or gals, we have a different view of them once the sun goes down?
I mean, I like Jeff Kent a lot when he was here playing for the Giants. I like his no-nonsense approach. Mm. I like that he didn't
give a damn. He was Jimmy Butler.
I mean, they do have a lot of similarities, I think. But no, I mean, I thought I like Jeff Kent's whole act. He's not into the BS. He just wants to play the game. Wasn't really into the political stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't take a knee for Barry Bonds. All those kind of things. That's what I kind of like in my athletes, to tell you the truth. I Jeff Kent to me represents the kind of athlete who wasn't exchanging jerseys after the game, wasn't hugging opponents before the game, and all the things that we like about competition.
How would you decipher a guy like, why do we gravitate to Steph so much, but yet you like Jeff Kent was attractive to you in his way? Just different people. Why do we love the chef?
Why do we love the chef? Well, first of all, we would love the chef even if he weren't a great guy, because his play is just so elevated. But then when you combine his personality, who he is, he's just a total package. Steph Curry, he's one of the greatest players of all time, one of the greatest teammates of all time, one of the greatest pro athletes of all time in terms of, you know, what kind of person he is. Kent was different. Takes all different kinds. But I just like Jeff Kent. I liked his, you know, he was a red ass. But I kind of like that.
The barbershops didn't like him, you know?
Why?
They just felt like, you know, it's wrong to do it, but you judge with your visuals sometimes. And him not liking Barry Bonds, you know?
Nobody liked Bonds.
But some did. But, you know, they had clashes, and you pick sides. And sometimes it's not, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but sometimes in life, Stani, you pick sides. Duke and Michigan. I was a Michigan guy, you know? Duke was preppy and all that stuff. But we could talk hours on this. But I just, I was on the Barry Bonds side, and I thought I didn't like Jeff Kent, but I was in the car like, man, this dude's human. He's a father. He's showing his emotion. And Butch asked him about, well, last time he talked to Barry, it's been about 20 years, but they ran into each other, Stani, and I'm like, it is what, but he did specify, I ain't talked to none of my teammates. As equal as I haven't talked to Barry, you know?
I mean, and I thought he was going to be that kind of player, that after he was done playing, it was going to be all over. Mm-hmm. Kind of thought that way about Posey, too. Obviously, Posey's running the Giants right now.
It's kind of like what Radnich did. Like, I wish he would call in and we could get him for an hour.
He won't do that.
Yeah, why?
Because that's not who he is.
Right.
But see, you always want people to be your definition of who they are. And
that's heavy.
You got to stick to. I guarantee you, Goo, when I walk away, I'm not coming on as a guest.
I believe you'll be golfing.
Yeah, sure.
You'll be like, who won the game? I got some of it.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
No, I know.
I'm going to still be like with my cane and watching. Texting Evan.
How long do you think you're going to be doing this? I think you're coming to an end. I think it's winding down.
No, elaborate.
Not five, not six, not seven.
I think you're one of those guys that you're going to get out on top. I can tell.
Well, let's hope.
I can tell you're gonna get out.
You know who I think Goo's going to be? Philip Rivers.
Evan and I were talking.
And I like to be Mad Dog Russo. That dude's got as much energy as a 22-year-old. That's my goal. The Black Mad Dog. Still gambles.
Let's not talk about that. Right. Let's not talk about that right now.
It's triggering for some people back here.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
A lot going on today. Yeah. Steve Kerr was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And
I'm calling him Honest Abe these days.
What do you mean?
He's letting it all out.
We'll get into some of that sound. We'll play the Jeff Kent interview at 10:48.
Okay.
And then we have some sound from Jimmy Butler. And there's just something about Butler. I did an interview with Monty Poole and Raj Mathai on NBC Sports Bay Area, and it was vintage Jimmy Butler talking about some of the stuff that's happened in other places. And I don't know. There's just a connection there. There's something similar between Jeff Kent and Jimmy Butler that we can get into. But we'll talk Warriors on the other side. Kerr with more comments on what he's thinking about. How he's going to use Pat Spencer, if he's going to use Pat Spencer as Curry comes back. We'll find out about Draymond Green, whether or not he's going to play or not on Friday against the Timberwolves.
You decide if you're going?
I haven't decided yet.
All right, and are they in town, do you know?
I don't know. They're probably coming in.
So we won't have you tomorrow. You're not doing your homework. Yeah,
we'll see.
It's all good.
We'll see. Yeah. It's not something I got to plan 7 weeks in advance. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Again, I'll ask it again, though. You know, I mean, you guys really want to do 10, 15 minutes on the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Well, about eight.
And then what? What's the other three or four?
Respond to what we got.
Decision making was diabolical.
All right, I'll see if I can make something happen. But you know, they take their regular season very seriously in Minnesota.
And we don't want our fans, because we do have them, to turn on us. So maybe.
Why would they?
Bring it on the enemy.
What if the Warriors need a head coach in the near future? Maybe they get to know a future Golden State Warrior.
Yeah, he don't strike me as a Bay type guy, Stani.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
These guys don't have any attachment to the cities that they work in. They just get the nicest apartment, and they go from the apartment to the arena, and they don't interact. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't forget, we're giving away the jerseys, the town jerseys today, and also, in addition, a Pat Spencer jersey specifically going to be given away at 1145, between 1145 and 1215. So next break, I'll give you the first of the four keywords during our show to put you in the hopper to win one of those town jerseys. And it is a Warriors Wednesday, which means today's brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. And that segment was also brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Friends.
Everyone has a personal agenda committed to winning. It doesn't feel that way.
This should bother you.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You're not a guard.
Yeah, Squirt just texted me that laughing, but dude, I was like, let me be me. I'm out here living out my dreams. And I gave him a pass, hit him in the hands, went out of bounds. And you need to worry about catching the rock.
It's worry about me.
I'm a guard. I think that's jealousy when dudes say, you coaching?
No, it's not jealousy. They want to stay on the court to get exercise. And sometimes when you got guys like you on the floor that are going to compromise that.
I had a good game, though. I was rebounding.
Did you win?
Yeah, we won two, lost one.
That's about all you can play.
And then one dude goes, are you Guru? I go, oh, boy.
Where was this game?
In the Yoon, 24-hour fitness. Well, I felt so good after the wax out of my ears. I'm taking this to the court. Might be a little faster.
So the Golden State Warriors play the Minnesota Timberwolves on Friday. Hopefully Curry's going to play. We'll find out about Draymond Green. But I was listening to a Jimmy Butler interview with Monty Poole and Raj Mathai. And Raj Mathai on NBC Sports Bay Area asked Jimmy Butler about what has happened in the past with some of his teams and whether there's some misperceptions about who he is and what he's all about. And I just want you to listen to this
because I haven't heard it.
There's a lot going on here in the wake of Jeff Kent getting inducted into the Hall of Fame in that interview. Just listen to Jimmy Butler here because I want to get into Butler.
Is there a misconception about you from other places you played? Because I've seen only one thing here and it's pretty bright and hardworking. Well, is there something that we missed in the last
I wouldn't say that there's something that we missed, but I will say that I'm always about winning at all costs. So when it doesn't stay about winning and it can become about many different things, if it ain't about winning, I'm telling y'all right now, I'm not here for it. Like, it's got to be about winning. Everything we do is got to be about winning. If it's about winning, it's about winning it, the championship, I'm all for it. If it's not, and there are any other agendas, y'all won't like it because I don't care. I'm literally just here to win. That's it. I don't care about anything else.
Wow. That is an alpha male. And he, man, any problem with that?
Yeah.
What problem?
Couple little problems.
I'm like that. That's you love Kent for being a straight shooter.
So
right between the eyes.
Listen, I like Butler. Okay. I like that sound bite, but there is something to it about where he's all about winning on his terms. That's kind of what it feels like.
What are his terms?
Well, his terms are kind of whatever. So, okay. Why did he leave Miami? Let's say money.
That's what I believe.
Okay. Right. So, that was about money. It wasn't all about winning. Are you really telling me that Jimmy Butler thought that Pat Riley wasn't all about winning? Like, what? And here's the other thing. So he's in Minnesota and he's all about winning, but he doesn't believe in some of his teammates.
And we know that for a fact.
And clearly he doesn't like the way his teammates are getting coached. So, yeah, he's all about winning the way he perceives is the best way to win. And if he doesn't perceive that it's the best way to win, is he going to be the guy that you really, really want?
Now, I will say this to that. There's nothing you said that's a lie. I disagree because I think it's unfair, and you tell me what you think, that now we're going through his resume about his past relationships. It's about the Jimmy Butler we have here now. The Jimmy Butler just less than two weeks ago said, our defense is raggedy, guys ain't doing this and that, and I'm part of it. I love that part. But I'll say this about the Miami thing. I thought he felt stabbed in the back. I thought he knew Pat Riley almost what I say about Brock Purdy earning that contract. He already earned it. So Jimmy felt like, okay, I thought we were familiar, and I thought I've shown you who I am. Why is there even a question about the bread? And once he felt betrayed, this is just me, he was out of there. And that relationship is what it is, and now the Warriors are the beneficiaries of a guy that can control a game, but I like that.
It's great. It's great. It's a great soundbite.
If it gets funky,
is Draymond Green all about winning?
No doubt.
Okay.
Well, he's got an infraction on it.
He's got more than that.
Well, I'm talking about the Jordan Poole. But other than that, like it or love it, he polices his team.
Right.
And Jimmy's telling you, I got a badge, and if I got to use it, I'm gonna use it, Steiny. That's how I took that.
Yeah.
Everybody can't do that.
Yeah. I'm just questioning whether, you know, when we talk about Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler and they're all about winning, I question that a little bit. That's all. Mm. I mean, of course, like, I think they are obviously among the most competitive players in the NBA.
Man.
They hate to lose, and that's obvious, and they don't like to lose. But are they willing to be, like, here's the other thing, you know, when Jimmy Butler said that, you said, boy, he's an alpha. Are all, like, does that make you a leader if you're an alpha?
To me, we got a great example here with Steph. I think an alpha part of that is I'm going to be vocal with mine. And Steph's an alpha, but he does it in a different way, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not the alpha police, but to me, an alpha person, or especially when it comes to athletics, is a guy that is going to call your ass out and tell the media what needs to be said, and I don't care whose feelings get hurt. Like, might tell you he's not an alpha.
Who?
Steph Curry.
No,
in regard to leader.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, it's easy to say you're all about winning and that's all that matters, but when your track record doesn't necessarily indicate that at every stop, then I kind of feel like that's the easiest thing to say when you're Jimmy Butler and it's on, you're like, yes, you're all about winning, but it's got to be, the situation's got to be perfectly set up for you. And then when it's set up for you, you're all about winning. I'm just curious about how we think of a guy like Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green when they say that's what matters most. And I'm just wondering, is it really what matters most
now
to Jimmy Butler?
Let's put it right on the table early, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Do you think there's a difference between Jimmy and Dre and how they lead amongst fans, how they're both perceived amongst fans? Because I see Dre cuss his teammates out or let them know when they make an error on the court. I kind of don't like that. But then I've seen Jimmy do it at times, and I don't like that, but it doesn't hit like Dre. And maybe Dre's been here forever and a day, and that's why it hits different. But, you know, I come down Dre's road. We do many times. But it's most of the time it's about what's off the court, what's said. But what I do know about Dre, like it or not, that's an alpha male, Stoney. And I think the Warriors wouldn't have four without him.
888-957-9570 is the number. Just going to get into some Warrior stuff as it relates to Jimmy Butler. Also, the other thing that's on my mind today, Goo, or one of the things, is there was a story in The Athletic today. They ranked the top front offices in the NBA. And it was a list that the Warriors used to be a top on. And now they are, they're voted 10th. The Warriors are the 10th best front office in the NBA, according to a poll. But here's my question. Mike Dunleavy's been around for 2.5 years now. The Warriors won the title in 22. Then in 23, after the 22-23 season, Bob Myers leaves. And so Mike Dunleavy's been here for 2.5 years. How's he done?
I'm going to give him a B+.
How's Mike Dunleavy done?
I'm going to give him a B+. You pulled off the trade for Jimmy Butler. That changed a lot in a major way. Regardless of what we think about Pajimski, where he was drafted, he's been a hit. The Kuminga thing was before him, and it looks like, and we'll play the sound from Willard and Dibbs where Kerr was on there, that we know where that thing's headed. But I'm looking at Will Richard. That was a Mike Dunleavy special, and I like what I see. So you think I'm being too gracious with the B+, or, I mean, he's pulled off a trade. I'm counting pods for just contributing, and also Will Richard. And, you're going to laugh. Oh, and Quinn Post. Don't let me stop. So just with that alone, what would you give him?
I wouldn't give him a B+. I'd probably give him maybe a B-.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But I also think that...
one of the areas of improvement, if you were...
Well, what's he done? I mean, the teams have made no discernible improvement
since he's been here.
Right, but they won... I'm just saying, they won...
But that just... Yeah, they're
the same team. They've been the same team for 3 years. Here's what I'm saying. They won a title in 2022. In 2023, they lost in the second round.
Gotcha.
Boom, Mike Dunleavy's now the GM.
Yeah.
They don't make the playoffs, and then they get as far as they did last year, or they get as far as they did last year 2 years ago, and now this year they're 500.
Now, okay.
So I don't know why I would give them a B+. They haven't gotten better under his watch.
But what about the draft picks and what we've seen?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, and I was thinking about this the other day as it relates to Will Richard, Trace Jackson Davis,
Quinn
and Post. Yeah, they're great second round play, you know, picks. They're filling out your roster. What else are they doing other than filling out your roster?
Now, again,
they're not difference making players. They were nice picks, but for the most part, they haven't changed the fortune of the Golden State Warriors.
Well, all three are still growing, but I'm more excited about the upside to Post and Richard at this point, and I'll leave that there. But we are not as far apart as the Mojave Desert if it's B+, B-. My thing is, what if I told you Mike got the job and he was a slave to what the slogan was going to be? Anything for Steph. So he really can't go get his ingredients. You know what I mean? I got to...
Okay, but hold on.
Or a thing that I got to basically abide to.
What do you mean he can't really go and get his ingredients? Like if there's an ingredient out there that can work with Steph Curry, then go get him.
No, but the all-in for Steph is a Joe Lacob, I believe, mandate. Mike D. I'm just saying he took the job. I believe that was the slogan. Nobody's changing it. So I judge him.
First of all, if he didn't believe in the slogan, he shouldn't have taken the job. So he took the job. Like the slogan is the slogan, and anything and everything for Steph.
Right.
But
I mean that's what we said.
You've just been treading water for 3 years with Mike.
But you brought in another
Made you discernibly better, at least at this point.
Well, Stoddy, I would say you're judging in the short sample size. They got to the playoffs. It looked like they weren't going to before Jimmy.
What about this year? They're 13-12.
And it's evolving. So
that's why I'm not giving him a B+. I can't give him a B+. We're essentially, to meet my way of thinking, kind of in the same spot that we were
13-12.
That we were in 2023.
But don't you feel better about things? Because we kind of talked about it.
One more time,
don't you feel better about the Warriors?
No.
Remember, you were like, good, last week you were in the dumps?
No.
And I feel better. Like, I don't know what's on the horizon, but I feel like, you know, we're
So you feel like what happened in the last week or so has...
just given the team some clarity.
Has made the future look brighter.
And I'm unlike a lot of people. I think when that day does come, and it's coming. It is coming, Tim and Raleigh and Coach and Vallejo. But that they can get something that can help this team right away when they move Kuminga.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Mike Dunleavy's been around for 2.5 years.
I'm curious to see the grades.
And how has he done? I'm going to go through some of the things that have occurred on his watch. And
give me an area of an improvement, though. That's what I was going to throw at you. Like
creativity. You know, just I don't like the way that they've... Hey, coming up in 5 minutes, I'm going to give you the first keyword for the Town Jersey giveaways, all right? So that's coming up in 5 minutes. I'll give you the first of 4 words so that you can have a shot at the Town Jerseys.
Let's go.
Game jerseys. Mm-hmm. And then we're giving away a Pat Spencer jersey between 11:45 and 12:15. So 5 minutes, I'll give you the first keyword of the day. I'm judging Mike Dunleavy for the last 2.5 years. That's when he took over.
But I feel like you're giving this year demerit already.
Well, they're 13-12. That's what they are.
But it's not over.
No, they could get worse.
It's like you're giving me my test grade and I got 40 questions.
Well, no, he's been here for 2.5 years. This is just the start of year three. All right, so the first thing he did was draft Brandon Pajemski. I think that's got to go down as a solid pick at 19.
All right, so we don't disagree there.
Trace Jackson Davis. That's a whatever for me. He traded Jordan Poole for CP3.
That's a demerit.
It is a demerit.
I think it's his worst move.
But I'm not, like, that one is the one where I'm not sure he had a choice.
That now, was what is
a,
that?
It was a salary dump. Plain and simple. They wanted to stay out of the apron, and Poole put him over.
But had you used that creativity that you were looking for, Stani, you could have got something for CP3.
I mean, you can.
Oh, my gosh.
You can absolutely hold that against Dunleavy, and I do. But I also think that was more of an organizational thing because they thought that if they kept Jordan Poole, they would lose all their flexibility.
Oh, man.
But anyway, Poole's gone. Right. CP3's here. CP3's not here anymore. You got nothing for him. Re-signed Draymond Green after the 2023 season. Remember, Draymond opted out and then got a 4-year deal.
I love Mike D, but just real quick here. I think there's no way in hell that was his call. That he went and broke bread with the boss, the owner, and I get it. And Mike D, I don't think, had any influence into Joe Lacob parting ways with Draymond, especially when we read that article with Tim Kawakami and he says, I look at Dre like a son. You know, I'm like, you ain't breaking that up. I don't care who Mike D was, if it was another GM, you know?
All right, so, like, honestly, we don't weigh the Draymond Green extension and put it on Mike Dunleavy's ledger.
I don't. And that's why he got to be.
And that's where I have to. Like, I
that
have
was part
to.
Of everything for Steph for me. It will go under that.
But that's who Mike Dunleavy's general managing for. Or, you know, Steph Curry and keeping it together. Mm. Like, honestly, if Mike Dunleavy felt strongly that he wanted to move on from Draymond Green, and Joe Lacob said, nah, we're not going to move on from Draymond Green. Do you still want the job? I'm sure Mike said, yeah, I still want the job.
Right,
but
right.
What I mean, but he's the general manager, and they re-signed Draymond Green, and he's still on the team, and here's where we're at. Yeah. You like it? Was it good? Was it bad?
But there's many GMs, Stani, that get vetoed by their boss, you know, and that's okay. There's no reason to quit. You know, the owner's like, I love you. I'll see you tonight at dinner, but we're not doing this. You know? That comes with the territory, right?
It depends how you look at it. But yes, I mean, I think we all have to be honest and say Dunleavy's operating with some constraints.
Okay. All right.
I mean, the other thing is he can't shoot through. Like, he's got to pay attention to salary, and Bob Myers never really had to pay attention to salary. He traded Klay Thompson for Buddy Hield and Kyle Anderson, obviously acquired Jimmy Butler for Wiggins and some other players. And in this offseason, he extended Jonathan Kuminga. So that's where we are. And I guess my question would be, you know, they won it in 2022.
All right.
It was unexpected. The next year, they made it to the playoffs and lost in the second round. And then Mike Dunleavy came on board. After that 2023 season, are the Warriors better off now than they were after that championship season? Are they in a better spot now than they were in 2023? If I were to ask you where Mike Dunleavy sits today. And I would say it feels like they're kind of the same.
Wow.
And have Butler. I know they have Butler.
I want to say they're not because I don't see anything, no heir apparent to a future stud. But yet, I love the all-in for Steph mantra, but there's no, especially now that I think Kuminga's gone, UPS, he's going to be packaged. I just, if you allow me to veer off and say, what do we have for the future? Hey, I like the guys, but there's no, that dude is in waiting like I thought Kuminga was. And there's no, I have no second thoughts about Kuminga being picked 7th. That Dub Nation shouldn't even have these thoughts of he's going to be the next. So when I look at it through that prism, I'm down.
Who do you blame for the Kuminga pick? Myers? Lacob?
I don't tell Bob, but I mean, Joe said it's a collective, so Kirk, Joe, and Bob.
Yeah. I mean,
can't put it on Mike's ledger at all.
Hey, Evan, if I were to ask you, the Warriors today versus the Warriors, let's say, entering the 2023 season after they won their title, better, worse, about the same?
Well, they're obviously worse. They won a championship.
Well, no, because Dunleavy came, I think, after the 2023 season. So, in theory,
oh, I thought you said heading into...
Just 2023.
Since Mike Dunleavy has taken over.
Correct. Since they lost to the Lakers in the second round.
I'd say they're in a better place. They lost in the play-in the year after.
Right.
And then they made the second round of the playoffs.
What about your future stud?
Well, he hasn't... I don't think he's made a mistake. Has he hit on a franchise-altering move? I mean, you could say the Butler thing, but...
Will Richard early. I like he's starting. I'm not saying he's a star.
I'm talking about face of a franchise. Yeah. It's not
Will
Richard.
They don't have that. He's at Kuminga.
I don't want to poo-poo these guys, but Will Richard, TJD, Post...
No, I'm just with you.
They're just...
They're going to be guys that help. I got you.
I don't know. Like, have they helped
but
so
Pop
far?
Wasn't the top five picks, Donnie, where they got him
no,
at.
No, but like, I'm sorry. Trace Jackson Davis, Post, Will Richard. It's like, okay, he's filled out the roster with back end. Okay. Yeah. Like, those are kind of indistinguishable for me. Like,
and
I don't
that's
give
why
him,
he didn't get
I don't give him a
it.
Lot of credit for those kind of guys.
Well, I'm just saying.
Post may be. The other thing is, you know, Post is getting better. I definitely. I
love him.
But what is he a starting center in the NBA? Is he a 25, 30 minute center
in
the NBA?
Right now he is for your team, but I don't have those answers, but I got to believe it's trending in the right direction. And the one thing he does is if you want to grade it, is an A in shooting. And again, don't give me the percentages. When he gets comfortable with the other things that he needs to, you know, get stronger and add some muscle, I mean, man, you know, sky's the limit.
He's a role-playing center.
But what has me down is the future. That's where it's lacking.
Well, that's why it's like I can't get gung-ho over Will Richard, Post, Trace Jackson Davis, Pods, Moody, Kuminga, because you're right. There's not a star out there.
Do you do the Laker model? And maybe we'll find out January, whatever day it is, where you do the Laker model and we're talking about another stud in here, a young one.
I don't know how you get another young stud in here.
Let me dream. Let us dream.
Well, you know, So we're just talking about Mike Dunleavy and where this team is right now. And are you excited about where it's headed? Or are you more excited about this year?
I'm more excited about this year, not where it's headed. And just about what you mentioned.
I'm not.
That's why I think something's going to pop off January. We'll come this trade deadline. I really do.
But what? Like, seriously, like, what's the biggest move they could make?
Well, package Kuminga, and it could be some other guys with that, and we get a bona fide dude in here.
That would
outlast the Curry, Jimmy Butler, Dre era.
All right, so you still are prepared.
Maybe Giannis.
You still are prepared to give up some picks.
Oh, my gosh, Snotty, whatever it takes.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Mike Dunleavy. You happy with what he's done since he's taken over for Bob Myers? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. By the way, here it is. This is word number two, keyword number two. Shoot. Keyword number one is the first of four today. Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y. Text Jimmy to 20357. That's Jimmy to 20357 for your chance to win one of the three town jerseys. Right now, we're qualifying somebody every single hour for the rest of the day. And Jimmy, 20357. What's coming up next in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And don't forget the kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11 a.m. from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot, as well as your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game. So come on out. If you're going to the game, we have the free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. That's right, a free shuttle. Go sign up at 957thegame.com. First come, first served, so go ahead. Get there right now, 957thegame.com, and sign up now. That segment also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.